Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 154. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And in this week's episode, what I'd like to do is take a trip back in time. You know, a lot of times with this podcast, we're looking at new things that are coming out, talking about new operating systems that are coming out, new features that are available, the latest and greatest. But I have a distinct appreciation for older technology because technology has changed so much over the last even 25, 30 years. And think about your life, how long you've been living, and how much technology has changed since then. Having an appreciation of where things came from is really important. And I want to tell you guys a story about some local features here that are pretty unique. And I'm only aware of it in a few different states that have actually done this. And the first thing that I want to bring up to you about this is that it might not be for everybody, but it's kind of a cool little story that goes back to the early 1900s. So in the early 1900s in my area, the Adirondacks of upstate New York, there was a series of really devastating forest fires. And New York State began to realize that they needed to make some changes to how they detected fires across the state and how they were managed. And basically, through the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, there became a Bureau of Forest Fire Control that lasted from 1909 to about 1990. So to tell you a little bit about these fires, there were two really great fires that happened. And one was in 1903, the other one was in 1908, and almost 1 million acres of forest burned during that time. And due to these fires, the state eventually thought about fire prevention and ways and strategies to prevent this from happening again. So the response for that was for New York to establish fire districts and patrolmen who their jobs were to detect fires and extinguish them efficiently so that this type of event would not happen again. So what they did is, on top of mountains around the state, they built wooden platforms. And the first of these platforms was constructed on Mount Morris. And it was built from logs, and basically it was just a platform that allowed somebody to climb up and take a look off into the valleys and monitor the fact that there was or was not a fire at the time. More towers were eventually built from 1909 to 1912. Now, you think about the technology that we have today. Everything we have available in an instant. That was not the case, obviously, back then. It was a much different time. And you think about how things are built today and how quickly a house can go up or how quickly things get done, really hard labor work gets done. But these towers, if you can imagine, most of these wood platforms were probably built from trees on the mountain, and everything had to be manually cut down and then moved just with sheer effort by the workers building these towers to the summit of these mountains to build them. As time went on, more and more of these wooden platforms were then enclosed to sort of provide protection from the elements for these observers for forest fires. And eventually steel towers began to replace these log structures. So they were usually between 40 feet high and 70 feet high. And these observation stations usually contained a map of the the whole Adirondack area, which is like 500 million square miles, I believe, and a pointer tool that enabled the observer to identify where the smoke was coming from and then contact the local fire stations via a telephone line. Now, I remember as a kid hiking a mountain that was right down the road from us. And when I was a kid, this mountain had a tower on top of it, but it was not being used for fire. I don't know exactly what year it stopped being used, but from what I can remember, and my memory might be fuzzy, but I do remember hiking, and I remember seeing the telephone line being run all the way up to the top of the mountain, and I do remember the tower on the top of the mountain as well. The name of the mountain was Poca Moonshine Mountain, and I was never really one to appreciate the towers. I was never really one that got excited to climb all the way to the top of the tower, mostly because I like keeping my feet on the ground, and usually I would be very nervous on top of these particular towers. They're basically a steel structure that is basically a steel frame. There's not much to these. There's a steel frame, and there are sets of stairs that go up, like they said, anywhere from 40 to 70 feet high up in the air. And depending on the tree cover on particular mountains, they need to be up and above the trees a good distance so that they could see in all directions. Now, the stairways are short and narrow. They lead to very narrow platforms, and you just keep going up and up and up until the top of the tower itself is sort of boxed in. It has a roof. It's all made of steel all the way around. And as you start climbing these towers, it's for somebody who's not very good with heights. I mean, I can be on top of a mountain and look down and have no issues whatsoever. I like keeping my feet flat on the ground. But when it comes to actually being up in heights and being in something that's over 100 years old, I never really got into it all that much. It's quite nerve-wracking to climb these towers for at least me. I know a lot of people are fine with it, but something that I've dealt with for a long time. So anyway, these towers, they had a phone line connected to them, and they were able to contact whoever they needed to in the event of a fire. So a total of 110 of these towers were built, and they were owned by the New York DEC, the Bureau of Fire Control. And out of the 110 I'm looking at a Central New York hiking website, and their information is that 110 were built, 53 were removed over the years, and 57 were still standing. Now, some of the towers were removed due to safety issues, and some of the towers have been restored in recent years. Now, here's what happened. So, from 1909 to 1990, this was the best way to prevent forest fires from wreaking havoc in the area. Now, as time went on, the technology became better, and more aerial surveys were used. Other technologies were used as well, and less of these towers were actually needed. So it was actually cheaper to fly planes over the mountains than to actually have someone staff full-time in each of these towers. So as time went on, more of the towers shut down, and eventually the last of the observers, which were usually made up of members of DEC or forest rangers or something like that, these official observers, who the last of these stopped observing from the towers in 1990. Now, can you imagine your job every day was to hike to the summit of a mountain, and you sit in this tower, and how number one, it's got to be a lonely job sitting up there by yourself, and number two, your interactions with every day would be with everyday people would probably be the highlight of your day. Now, I have some distant relatives that were part of this process. I never really had the opportunity to talk with them about these towers, but I do have a lot of relatives that are very interested in the towers. They know a lot about them. And this was a big thing and a very respectable job for a lot of people back during that time period. And what they did was sort of, you know, behind the scenes, they're protecting everybody sort of behind the scenes, and sort of went unnoticed for a long time. And just like first responders or law enforcement and that type of stuff, these people had respectable jobs that were vital at the time. And the fact that these towers eventually started off as wood platforms, eventually moved to steel platforms, I would really love to know how they were built, how they were put together, because it must have been a tremendous effort to build these towers. And I do know that Pennsylvania also has a fire tower system, and that in some cases they may even still be used today. So even though this technology is like 100 years old, it's very interesting the fact that it was just sort of all-encompassing. All over the state you would find these, and whether it was the lower Hudson Valley of New York or the Capital Region or the Catskills or the Adirondacks, they were all over the place. And really, it was the first line of defense when it came to fires. If you're watching the enhanced video, I'm showing images of these fire towers, and they all look very similar, but they all offer outstanding views of New York State. And there is actually a challenge for a lot of people who might be interested in these towers to summit the peaks for these towers. And I believe the challenge is that you must climb 18 of the towers in the Adirondacks and 5 in the Catskills. And I believe there might be a patch that you get if you do this. They don't require you to climb the tower, which is interesting. And the reason for that is because some of these towers are closed to the public due to safety reasons. But there has been sort of a grassroots campaign over the years to restore many of the towers. And it's a work in progress that continues to this day. There's a tower just up the road from where I teach, and it's actually very easy to get to. It's like a 5-minute walk and you're at the tower. And that has been restored. There are other towers in the restoration process right now. Some have been restored a few years ago. And again, some have been torn down. Some have been just closed because they're on private land. But the ones that are available for climbing and actually getting all the way to the top offer some really beautiful views of what New York State is, what New York State has to offer. And this really isn't a tourism plug, but when you think about it, if you're coming to New York from, say, outside the area, and you're not sure about really climbing mountains or whatever, a lot of times these mountains that have fire towers on them, they're very short hikes relative compared to, say, the high peaks of the Adirondacks, and offer some really beautiful views. So you can get a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to just a really quick hike in the Adirondacks. And for me personally, what I've been doing recently is kind of doing a few hikes here or there that have fire towers on them. And I've sort of been trying to get my bearings when it came to having, number one, access to these fire towers, but also getting over that fear of heights and climbing the towers. So what I started to do is kind of what I did when I started working at my summer job, which was in a canyon. When I first started working there, I was a little nervous on the trails. Not really much, but I just, like I said, I like having my feet on the ground. And so what I did is sort of just acclimatize myself to the particular area. And I would go up as high on the tower as I could to feel comfortable and just kind of hang out there for a few minutes. And then instead of going down the tower, I would force myself to go up another level. And I'd be a little nervous for a few minutes, hang out there for a few minutes, and then sort of work my way up. Now, as time went on, I eventually start making your way all the way up to the top of the tower. And you sort of reward yourself with the fact that you pushed yourself all the way up to the top. Now, some of the towers are quite short, and I don't have any fear or anxiety when it comes to being on them. But the taller ones, I just feel unstable. You know, I get a little vertigo, that type of thing. And I'm getting better at it. And so that's sort of my goal, is just to kind of get rid of this irrational fear that I have of these towers, because they do offer some really great views. And as time went on with these towers, I mentioned that in 1990, the official observers were no longer stationed at these towers. So that's when it became really popular with local hikers and organizations who wanted to keep these historic towers in good condition. Now, you think about, they're outside, obviously, 365 days a year. I mentioned before that the winters up here are really terrible. There can be snow, sleet, freezing rain, ice, you name it. And these are on top of mountains. To give you an example, I climbed a mountain recently. It was Hurricane Mountain. It's got a fire tower on top of it. And when I got to the top of it, the winds must have been 45 to 50 mile an hour sustained winds, because I could barely stand on top of the mountain. Just a storm front coming through. And this happened to be a tower that was being restored at the moment, and I was expecting things to be blowing off of the tower because the wind was so harsh, but it was sitting there. The tower wasn't moving. It was very sturdy, and so these things are pretty solid, and they've been up for 100 years. A lot of them have been restored previously, but when you think about it, it was like a technological marvel for its time. There was not a lot happening in the early 1900s as far as this stuff is concerned. And they did what they could to protect themselves from having another massive forest fire. So it's kind of a neat little story. If you're ever in New York, I suggest you look up to see if there are any fire towers nearby. As I mentioned, the Catskills are a good area for fire towers, Adirondacks as well. And they're all over the state. There's actually a map for these historic lookouts. And if you go to www.nhlr.org/lookouts/US/New York, NY, not New York, you will see a sort of flagged area on a map with all of these different fire towers, and you can see them from the distance, which is really cool. Every morning I drive by a couple of them, and you can actually see them on the summits from miles away. The sun reflects off of them. They're just a neat little piece of history that a lot of people forget about, and I am a big fan of things that people forget about that are there every day, sort of like amateur radio towers, or, you know, cell phone towers that are off in the distance that provide service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Nobody really thinks twice about them. But we're talking about over 100 towers built over just a short period of time, and a lot of them remain today. So definitely worth checking out. And if you have any questions on this, you can feel free to email me, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. And let me know what you think, if you've ever been to one, what your thoughts are on the towers, and maybe I'll put it in the show. So that's going to do it for this week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time.